Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keith, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on.
Without a shadow of a doubt. My first question, Joel Embiid's dropping like 30 points since he's been back. He's only played about five games. Friday, he tweaks his knee, doesn't play in the season finale. What's the latest on Mr. Embiid?
You know, Embiid practiced today. He practiced yesterday. The coach said he was a full participant. I expect him to play tomorrow. Now, they have him listed as questionable, but they always have him listed as questionable besides that one time they got fined, right, two times. But I do expect Joel to play. He's had it's going to be 3 days off to rest. So I fully expect him to play tomorrow.
Well, Keith, we saw him win an MVP last year, and then we saw the Sixers get eliminated. What's the vibe from Sixers fans? What's the city's vibe when it comes down to Embiid? Is there hope? Is there optimism? Is there cautious optimism, skepticism? What's the city's vibe?
You know what? He's had such a great season this year to where, you know, he was putting up numbers that they haven't seen or the people in the league haven't seen since Wilt Chamberlain. So the vibe was like, okay, this is it. Okay, this is the year. He's going to get it done, right? But then when he tweaked his knee that last game or on Friday's game, I was like, here we go again. He's injured again. So I think that people were extremely excited, but now they're a little cautious. You know what I mean? It's kind of like they're waiting for the bottom to drop out, so to speak, but they're extremely cautious and they hope that everything goes well. But it's one of those things where, it's like we can't get into a postseason without Embiid being injured. So that's kind of like what everybody's talking about.
And Keith Pompey is here with us from the Philadelphia Inquirer. When you think about what this team can max out at, obviously they have to get past the Miami Heat tomorrow. Do you feel confident that they'll do so with Embiid out there?
Yeah, I think with Embiid out there, I'm not 100% confident, you know what I mean? Because I think it's going to be a tough match. And a lot of times, whenever you think the Sixers are going to definitely do something, is when they go the opposite direction. But I do think that if everything plays well, like if Embiid is like 90%, right? And if Maxey is hitting some shots, I think they're going to be tough to beat. I really do. I really do.
Well, Keith, being the fact that you cover the Sixers day in and day out, what was that final situation with Jimmy Butler in Philadelphia? We know he was there, and now he's with the Heat. Is he still holding a grudge on how things went down?
I think he uses it as motivation, you know what I mean, when he gets there. But I think that he's looking at Miami now like that's a way better situation. You know, I mean, I grew up in Philly, and not a knock against Philly. I love my city. But if you had to tell me I had to live in Miami or live in Philadelphia, I mean, I'm hopping on the first plane going to, you know, South Florida. Now that, you know, especially like no state income tax, the whole nine, right? So, but I think he uses that motivation. And then, you know, a lot of people say they go back with the Tobias Harris over me. Well, it was never really Tobias Harris. They chose actually Ben Simmons over you, you know. So Tobias ended up getting the money, but it was really they chose Ben Simmons over him. So that was a crazy situation, but, you know, it was, you know, it got a little add, and, you know, it added on some things that wasn't actually true, you know, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, Keith Pompey is here with us from the Philadelphia Inquirer. The East, I don't want to say it's kind of, it's messy right now. The Celtics sit at number one. Everybody's waiting on them to get over the hump, and some of their late game execution's funky. The Bucks, Giannis, they don't know his status. Right now, the New York Knicks, they're under or shorthanded, I should say, with no Julius Randle. Do you think this is probably the best case scenario for a returning Embiid and Sixers?
It is, though. But you know the crazy part about it, though? I mean, it sounds great. But the deal is the two teams that outside of Boston, that I fear the most for him is Miami because of, you know, we talked about Jimmy and Spoelstra's a great coach. And the New York Knicks look phenomenal. You know, so if the New York Knicks are anything like they were the last couple seasons where they basically played better in the regular season than they did in the postseason, you know what I mean? It just seemed like their stuff kind of dropped off. Yeah, this is great for the Sixers because then the second round will probably be against Milwaukee and Indiana, right? And then that's setting up something for them to go far. Now, I don't think that they can beat Boston, but I think that if Joel Embiid can stay healthy, because that's the key, you know, as much as good as he is, like when you take him off that team, they look like a lottery squad, if you're going to be real, right? But when he plays, they are a formidable foe. Guys fit in well. They play well together. But it's all about Joel. Now, if he can stay healthy and if he can play at that level like he was playing at in the regular season, I do think that they'll eventually beat New York, maybe in six games. They'll beat Miami tomorrow. And I think that, you know, they're setting themselves up to play the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, Keith, I certainly hope that this bears fruit. It just really sucks, just as a basketball fan, to have to talk about an MVP, a premier player, and it's always if he's healthy, if he's healthy, if he's healthy. I don't think there's a human being who thinks that he's going to quote-unquote get better as he ages. And if I were a Sixer fan, I'd be looking at this like, oh, my God, we had Ben Simmons, and then he crapped out physically and mentally. And then we have this giant. And we got him for what? What is he under contract for? Another 3 years definitely after this with Embiid?
Yeah, three more. Yep, for three more, maybe. I think a little over 150 mil, too. Yeah.
But the team around him, it just, he has to, like you said, he has to be there. I feel like I'm waiting for the house to come down when it comes to waiting on Embiid to stay healthy.
Yeah, and that's the problem, right? You know, it's one of those things where, you know, some people just have bad luck, right? Some people play hard, then they dive and they do stuff like that. And he's a big guy. And it just seems like, you know, whenever, like, this was going to be the first year that Embiid went without serious injuries. And, you know, you think of it. And then all of a sudden his knee starts acting up. And I'm talking about before he tore his meniscus, you know, against Golden State.
Right.
But it's tough, man, because, you know, you see how good he is. I mean, you see how good the guy is. But at the same time, it's like all of us, even the reporters, everybody's thinking like, uh-oh. Like every time he hits the floor, you're like, is he going to get up? What's going to happen? You know what I mean? It's just it's tough to watch. It's tough to cover. Because he's such a great player, but he's never been able to fully live up to what he can do just because he's always been battling injuries. Even when you think he's healthy, he's battling something. He's just not telling you, you know?
Yeah, the story of what will be presumably the rest of his career. Keith Pompey is here with us from the Philly Inquirer. Someone who battled injuries, no one will take anything away from him, is Allen Iverson. We saw that statue go up last week outside of the practice facility. A couple of questions. I know a lot of people were laughing out the size of the statue, but it was in line with the rest of the statues out at the facility. Why are the statues at the facility as opposed to the arena?
Yeah, that's a great question, but everyone always asks that because they don't own the arena. So they're basically renting the property. It's the Flyers arena. And when they did this, it was of the belief that you would have it there because when the players walk into where they walk into the employees' entrance or the players' entrance, you basically see all these sculptures and then you come in there in the building and you see the retired jerseys and you see the banners, championship banners. So it is kind of sort of like, look, this is what we had in the past. And, you know, Maxie and Embiid, like, you know, you guys are going to be the next two or among the next two. So that's why they have it there. And you know, it's unfortunate. Like, you know, if they would have had their own arena and they owned their own arena, you know, it would be one of those things that, you know, they probably will be, instead of sculptures, be, you know, big life-size statues outside of the building. Now, it's a lot of them, though. It's 10 of them, so I don't know if you have 10 statues outside the arena, but there's a lot of them, though. Everyone who made the Hall of Fame or won championship, stuff like that, you know, they're outside that building.
Well, Keith, last question. And speaking of the guy who just got his and Allen Iverson, I know it's taken years for the full appreciation. And I know you even had an article about hopefully Allen, you know, being at peace. It feels like that. I mean, every time you see him, you don't hear anything else outside of that. He's not sitting around on everybody's blog and he just seems to be at peace. What's the latest that you hear about Allen Iverson and what he's up to?
You know, it's weird. Like, it's funny. You know, the worst kept secret is that he wanted to get a job working for the Sixers, and it's kind of like, you know, that didn't happen. But Nick Nurse is a guy who wanted him around to be like – he wants him around to be like a mentor, so to speak, to the players. So that's what he is. Whenever he comes around, he's always in Tyrese Maxey's ear, you know, Embiid's ear, other guys' ear. And basically saying, look, you got to be aggressive. You got to do this. You got to do that. You know, give him pointers and whatnot. But, you know, to me, it's kind of like Allen Iverson has turned into being the best fan in the world. And what I mean, a fan of basketball, because every time you talk to him, it's like you got to say to him, dude, you're Allen Iverson, because he's always praising another player like, yo, I love his game. He's this, he's that. And he's going up to players like, hey, I'm a big fan of yours. And the guys are looking at him like, dude, you're Allen Iverson. Like, I wear your jersey. Like, what are you talking about? But that's just who he is. It's like, it seems like he comes to the game, he has his friends, and he's sitting back and just being a fan of the Sixers, and not just the Sixers, but other players, you know, other teams. So that's what he's really been up to, man, like enjoying life.
For a lot of his ups and downs since he was a kid, I think it's pretty cool that hopefully he is enjoying that to the fullest right now. Hey, Keith, thank you for taking the time to hop on. Let's see what these Sixers do throughout the course of the postseason. I like you. I think they're going to get rid of the Heat tomorrow, but we got to see. And, of course, it boils down to the 7'1", 7'2", man, right?
Yeah, a lot boils down to him because I'm no offense, and I get it. Everybody's saying how good they are, but when you take him off that team, they lose a lot.
Oh yeah, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. Keith, where can people follow you and all your work with the Inquirer?
You can follow me at theinquirer.com, of course, but you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Pompey on Sixers, P-O-M-P-E-Y on Sixers.
Hey, Keith, thank you again for taking the time to hop on. We'll catch you on down the line, okay?
All right, thanks for having me on, man.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.